Jesus in today's gospel gives to us the golden rule. He puts it forth to us. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But he adds something to it. Because he says, love your enemies. Lend without expecting repayment. Bless those who curse us. Do good to them who do not do good to us. This is something more than the golden rule. Because we lend expecting repayment. That's good business. It's what a bank does. Or we at least expect to get what we loaned back, if not with interest. But to love our enemies, to do good to those who do not do good to us, sure, we are kind to those who are kind to us, but that's good manners and nothing more. But Jesus is asking something far deeper, far more involved, to love our enemies, to lend without expecting repayment, to do good to those who do evil to us. And from the level of our human nature bound to this earth, this is all impossible. It cannot be done by human nature. For can by our nature we love an enemy? By our human nature, do we give out money to people without expecting repayment? Do we pray in our human nature for those who speak ill of us? All these things are far beyond our own capabilities. It's not natural, so to speak, to be able to do these things. And others throughout history have recognized this. And our Lord probably also was thinking, not only love your enemies, lend without expecting repayment, do good to those who hurt you, but don't have in the back of your mind that I'm going to get a reward because I do these things. These things, as I said, are not natural. Rather, they are supernatural. They are above our human nature. So how can we do them? Because it is not we who do them, but Christ alive in us. As St. Paul said in the epistle today, that God's light, his glory, Christ, has shone in us and lives in us. We have Christ in us through our baptism. Many of us have received Christ, the body and blood of God, into us now, here this morning. But what difference does it make in our lives? Because we can go outside these doors and be the very same sinful people that we were when we came in. What it amounts to is allowing Christ in us to have access to us, to our lives. And we do this by these things like fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays, by bowing down before God, by prostrating before him, through the Christmas fast that's about a month and a half away, the Great Fast, the Apostles' Fast, the Dormition Fast, so that by these things we take our heart, which is so clenched that Christ has no room to move, to act in us, and by these ascetical practices we begin to loosen our heart so that Christ has room to move and breathe and be in us, so that indeed he in us loves our enemies. We with him in us pray for them. We, through Christ, lend without expecting repayment from the person we lend to, or even expecting some sort of reward from God. But we do all these things which are above our nature because they are part of the divine nature, part of Christ alive in us. And he knows this. He knows that we cannot do this on our own, but only through him. He knows that we need to crucify our self-will, to take up our cross and follow after him, so that we can do what he asks of us in the gospel today. Because he is our life. He is our light. He is our hope. Because we must admit that this world is rather despairing and hopeless. There is only one hope, and it is Christ Jesus himself. And for him to enter more into this despairing world, it requires our dying to ourselves so that he may live the more fully in us, so that we can follow him in living as he did, he who is God, that he who is God is present in us, that as he loved his enemies, those who were crucifying him, nailing him to the cross, and forgave them, we through him can do the same. That as the people wagged their heads and spit at him when he was on the cross, and he prayed for them, we through him can pray for those who speak against us, who do us wrong. And he who healed even among those who didn't give thanks, we can be kind to those who dislike us, who rub us the wrong way, at work, at school, anywhere. That the more and more Christ lives in us, but it requires again our effort, our abandoning of ourselves, our self-will. It takes fasting, it takes prayer, it takes these ascetic practices in order for us to unbend and stretch out our heart, that Christ grow in us. And as he grows in us, may we disappear so that he becomes all in all with the Father and the Spirit to the ages. Amen.